And as mentioned, it is time now for As the Worm Turns. And with us is Lance Swagger. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, my hands are cold.
You must have been outside.
I was out pulling carrots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just a reminder to our listeners, if this is the first time they've tuned in, this is As the Worm Turns, KVNF's look at organic gardening. Not something you'd be necessarily thinking about this time of year, you know, but it's good to be planning ahead, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we did have a question from a listener, Lance.
Okay.
They apparently just came into a motherload of aged compost.
Uh-huh.
Their garden does not have much compost, or as much compost as they would wish that it would have, which I will keep their names nameless. I'm very surprised to have heard that news. We don't want to shame them in front of all the community. Anyway, they are wondering, you know, in terms of putting the compost on the garden, is it better to do it, you know, they want to lose any of the nutrients and, you know, want to do and take advantage of the opportunity of this mm-hmm. aged compost. So they want to know, is it better to do it now, put it on the garden right now, or leave it in the pile and then wait until spring?
Let's see. How do we do that? It's hard to say because, yes, you can put it in now. Put an inch of soil on the ground, and I would say hand turn it in or fork it in more than rototilling, because it's going to make a muddy mess,
uh-huh.
the rototiller. And the problem is if we do continue to have wet weather and a wet winter, lots of those nutrients will be leached out.
Okay.
But the worms will work it. It won't be detrimental. It'll definitely be beneficial. But yes, some of your nutrients do get leached out if it's a wet winter and like that. Or you can leave it in the pile and let it compost more through the winter and get your soil ready so that when you want to start planting in the spring, you can put it in on then. Or you can do half now and half in the spring.
Uh-huh. So would there be, I'm just wondering with the nutrients leaching down deeper, if you're growing parsnips or, you know, one of those deep-rooted kinds of plants, is that mm-hmm. not good to have your nutrients go a little deeper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you're planting those deep-rooted plants, they're going to pull them back up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely can do it. It's what you feel like and have time for. What I've done in the past is I've actually made the beds now, some of the beds now for the early plantings, put compost in them, and actually seed them now. I've seeded parsnips now. I've seeded parsnips. Not this year, but I have in the past. I've actually got the fall planted bed ready. I put in lettuce and spinach and cilantro and those kind of things. They just sit there all winter long, and they'll come up in late March, early April.
Right. So it sounds like your advice for this listener is just depending upon what they want to do with the garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And spring. So if they're going to be trying to get something growing for spring, they should go ahead and get some of it in there now.
Yep.
And plant the fall crop or, you know, the spring crops, but
yeah.
the overwinter crops, I guess,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go on from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go from there.
All right.
But as if you're going to plant early spring, if you can get that bed ready now, it'll really help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so really just do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd they call us?
Well, I mean, it's a decision-making process of how you want to do things.
Okay.
And go ahead and try, and they could do half the garden and not do half the garden and see an experiment and see how it works for them.
Right, and then they could get back to us.
Yeah.
That would be good, because
yeah.
you would like that information,
yeah.
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
All right. So what did you have planned to share with us today?
Well, I was going to talk just a little bit about, you know, it's Thanksgiving time, so we're giving thanks. And I was thinking of every year I think about this spring and fall, or actually during the entire growing season, is giving thanks for the farmers and people over the past 10 to 15,000 years that have been seed selecting and crop selecting, and actually livestock selecting breeds that we have now for our food.
Okay.
And they've been doing this for a long time, systematically, and just watching, observing, and it's pretty amazing that we have this kind of food production.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and just honoring the the ancestral links.
Yes.
To,
yes. Yes.
To the crops that we have now.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is one of the reasons that I dislike patenting food crops of any sort, from livestock to all seeds, because these corporations really have very little to do with the food that we actually have on our tables now.
Well, certainly with the food on your table.
But anyway, so it just it can. That's a long conversation, but
yes, I can see you're moving that soapbox a little closer.
Yeah.
Got 1 foot up on it.
Yep. But anyway, so just give me thanks for all those farmers for the thousands of years.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, very grateful for that.
Yeah.
All right, and should we, do you want to kind of review what we have coming up in the, you know, weeks, months to come here through the winter season, since we'll be continuing on with this program?
We'll be talking some seed-saving stuff, and I've contacted other growers that are willing to talk and make comments on things, especially greenhouse and winter growing.
Okay, greenhouse and winter growing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're going to cover biodynamics, too?
Yeah, there'll be some biodynamics coming on. And trying to think of what else at this point. Not there.
Okay.
the
seeds have not fully germinated yet.
Yeah, and just, you know, maybe even talking, you know, about the spiritual, recreational, creative part of gardening.
Uh-huh.
That might even be a topic.
Sure.
That could be
get philosophical. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so the seeds are germinating,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like, not to full fruition, but this would probably be a good time for input from our listeners if there are topics or elements of gardening that they'd like to see covered in this, what would it be? I mean, what's going to be less practical and more philosophical?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if there are topics they'd like to be sure we cover, you can give a call at 1-866-KVNF now or 527-4868. You also can go to kvnf.org, look at the short features program where you'll find a page for As the Worm Turns, and there's a place there for your comments. And if that's more convenient for you, then that would be helpful too. All right.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving, Lance.
You too.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.